That where we found it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to read it from there.
Yes, we should.
It's bent to the right page.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, there's a couple of things. A
couple of things. Okay. Here we have page 208. Listen carefully to the words in this beautiful book. Beautiful book. You don't eat for 6 hours after dairy foods. After drinking milk, one who drank milk and wishes to eat meat should rinse out his mouth to wash away any milk residue. Okay? Wiping one's mouth and washing one's hands is unnecessary. D.T. Dr. Tshuva, 8931, starting Rashash, Chulin 1032. That means Kuf Gimel Beis. Okay? It means with numbers. But we saw the Rashash. Now, there are those who didn't like the Rashash. We saw that the Bar Shulchan wasn't so excited about the Rashash, but all right. This whole thing is Chumra, so we can follow the Rashash. Some authorities require to make a bracha achrona over milk prior to eating meat. Milk and Avraham is not required. That's in Hilchos Shavuos. Dr. Shavuos disagrees. The whole var of the Shteil Lechem, for those who know the whole minig of Shavuos, that's what these halachos are found in Hilchos Shavuos. We'll get to it a little later on. Because they had a minig of having milachiks and phalachiks, and they had each one had a separate lechem. Well, that's the way the minig arose. Have you ever seen that minig done in real life? I never saw it in my life. Well, never, I don't do it. Yeah.
It sounds like from
Taylor Shachar. Yeah, Rabbi Shachar is a classicist. He probably follows the Shteil Lechem as it's found in the Ramah. First he has milachiks, then he puts a different bread. But that's a classicist, that's a gadol. We're plain Jews. We have a milch gemil on Shavuos, which you don't have on the Yom of Tovim.
No, I didn't ask him what he does. We asked him this morning. Yeah. He said it is permitted to not bench between. He didn't say that he does.
Oh, I thought he said he does it on Shavuos. That's
no, I mean, it could be that he does. He didn't say that he does.
That's the original Ramah. I'm told that the whole thing is broken. Someone told me. I don't know if it's someone that the barrel is down.
I have a message, but it was broken. But it seems to be working.
It's working now? Okay, good. There's more than someone told me it's not working.
Can we discuss with this, just, I guess, briefly, unless it's too complicated, the bracha shenet tzricha issue with all this?
They talk about shenet tzricha. They say it's tzricha, because you have to, this makes it a tzricha.
That makes it
a tzricha? I'm not going to worry about bracha shenet tzricha right now. Anyway, hold on slowly. Now, listen carefully. The purpose of this is to separate the milk and meat into two meals. Many have the custom to wait, many have the custom to wait 1/2 hour between the two. 1/2 hour? Where did this come from? On the bottom. Based on the Zohar, prohibits eating milk and milk within the same hour. This custom assumes that the hour mentioned is an approximation. This is about the same thing. Rabbi Avadya said 5 1/2 is 6, so 5 1/2 is 6, so 1/2 is 1. That's quite remarkable. That's what I'm sharing. This is all new to me. Page 208 of this beautiful Sefer. It seems to me we have a right to rely upon these things. And the next page is hard cheese melted into food, lasagna, in a way 6 hours. I told you yesterday, I was looking at this page yesterday, 209, and about looking at 208. That was my mistake. You don't have to turn a page. Thank you very much for pointing this out. We'll leave it there for the moment. Fine. Now, having said that, we have to go to where we were up to yesterday. Let's chazer again briefly and have the mamak. I already gave them Rambam comments this morning. No one asked me for them, so they hope to be typed tonight. I'm not finishing this for the. I'm not to finish this. As a matter of fact, if you have it in front of you, I added a few things on the last two of the last two lines. I added Samar Gimel and I added Sadi Beis. I added two other Bali Shulchans for those who want to. FYI. Okay, good. So, let's chazer. We learned the Tosis of Kufayim and Beis. And Machlokas are two brothers, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. What's going on with the Sugi of Bein Tavshul, the Tavshul, with Mayim and Tsoyim, etc., etc. And this is how I'm going to read it again, just to open it to see. Rabbeinu Tam says, Bein Tavshul, the Tavshul means Bein Tavshul, the Bosul, the Tavshul, Shul Gvina, Keva Deina Bosul, Va Gvina, Be'en, V'lek al Tam, Lo echmiru sheyechova lito yada bentayim, enu ele reshus. The tafshal the basal the gvina itself, which is bad, is a chova adka. So we just so far all the talking about the tila sedaim. We don't care about waiting. That's what we care about. They have to wait or not, and how you define tafshal the basal gvina as opposed to gvina proper. These are the two key issues we have to talk about right now. All right, so let's open the Shulchan Aruch. We started a little bit yesterday, but we ran out of time. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Pei Tes, Siv Gimel. Pasta Nakabe Natam, as we saw at the very end of the Shul yesterday. Ochol Tavshil Shel Basar Mutal Lechol Achav Tavshil Shel Gvina Vanatila Beneim Ena El Rishus. That's exactly what Rabbi Natam said, right? What does it say on the side? It should say it's right here. For some reason, I'm not finding it here. What does the Vilna Gaon say? Tos the Shama for Hashem in the top. Okay, the Vilna Gaon is cutting your base. That's, we know that. We knew this from already yesterday. Rabbi Natan. Oh, says the Ramah, Yesh Matzrichim Natila. Says the Vilna Gaon Yud Gimel. Sure. The Pirish Rabbi Shmuel Shom. Dafka Bishneim Shal Basar Shal Gavina Hamid Hu Davi Rishus. So far, so good. What we saw yesterday in Tosas is reflected one after the other. Rabbi Natan and the Yesh Omim like the Rashba. Fine. Now, I'm sorry.
Is there a
a suggestion. It's not the Ten Commandments of the Shabbos, it's the Ten Suggestions. That goes us to today's world of the suggestion. We'll come to that. Not for now. Why is this so hard to read the Gemara?
It's not hard to read the Gemara.
It means it's too posh, you say.
I don't understand.
Clean your hands. I don't know. Cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. That's what I was brought up as a child. Is it, they still say that? Okay, so at least a havamina. It's a havamina, okay? Havamina should wash your hands. Vita. Today they say you should always wash your hands with Purell and this and that. They're into this. There's all kinds of epidemics. You have to keep your hands clean all the time. This is serious stuff. Okay, at least they rise to the level of a havamina. Havamina bolechol ha-gvina atzma ha-chatav shil shabos ha-bos ha-atzma ha-chatav shil gvina chovol itol yod. That's exactly what we saw in Tosa a minute ago. Says the Rambam. V'shuman shel basar dino ki basar atzmo. Whoa. This is for us a very, very important chumrah, if you accept it. Who said so? The Mordechai. Let's take a look at the Mordechai. It's on the Marmakomis. Siman Tov Resh Pei Zayin.
It's the same Mordechai.
Yeah. Okay. Tough Reish Pei Zayin. Here we go. Page Chof. Okay.
Why is this such a big chumrah?
You'll see soon. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam and this and that and the other thing that we saw already before. He quotes the Rambam. It's all here. Within this piece, which we saw already, there is a reference to what we just said. Hold on a second, please. Most of what we saw, we ready inside. I'm not finding the exact line I'm looking for. Where's the line?
Right before
Shul. Risi Morisha also lechol gvina achab beitzim betugonim b'shuman avza shemgzeir. Thank you. Shemgzeir otu basa b'chol of adkan. Now, this is even a bigger chiddush. It's not pure shuman. It's what is it? An egg fried in, how should we say it? Chicken oil or duck oil. Well, we used to call it schmaltz when I was a kid. The fat, the oil. That's considered, I think that's what it means. Right? What else does it mean? They didn't have margarine that we have today. They had something else. They didn't have Teflon pans. They had to put something on the bottom. It shouldn't stick. So he took a fleshiger, you know, fat, and they fried an egg. And he said after he did that, he will not eat cheese. Gzeira to basa b'chalav. So presumably this is the source of this Ramah. What did Ramah say again? In other words, and therefore the minhag to be machmir, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, does apply. Does apply. Okay? Now, if you look at the Taz Hay, even Shuman Avaz, which is a duck, which is oaf. You might have thought, oaf is nothing. It's only the Rabbanon. It's no. Actually, the source has them in the case of oaf. Now we go weiter. Quotes it in Orachaim. Many halachas I found in Orachaim. You have to look there if you want to get the full picture. The Yosef is from Kufa and Gilu Ramayim and Tzoyim. Quotes on Gos, Maimin. This is a Tufus Kushta. Tells you where to find it. But if you look on the Hagol, we'll see in a second. The Morok Shabbos Yesh Adin Vasa. Chicken soup. Chicken soup. Maisim Machoyam, chicken soup. Jewish penicillin. Everyone has chicken soup. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, yesh din tavshel shabasar, hova utzalu. Chicken soup, as we know, is very, very clear. Broth, you know, it's avalim hu of, kamo yorokas, yesh din basar. I don't know, they made, I don't know what they made. They made some kind of a porridge, which was very thick. Okay, cholent for sure. I mean, even if the more liquidy kinds of cholents have it in a basa. That's what it means. If you look on the side of my edition, which says you look in the Agos Maimon, it says on the side, look in Fus Kushta, B'Shem Smak, Shalo Kosev Aladin Tavshil, Shemuter, Shalo Kosev Klal Din Marok. See, he's not sure what he's referring to, but Beis Yosef said so in Orachayim. There must be a source somewhere. But kids, this is a very important task.
What's the,
That's understand. We have to analyze it, and by figuring out what it is, what the reason is, we'll try to figure out, you know, what the din is. It's interesting. Hagos Maimon, which doesn't exist, in the Shach he quotes it from Hagos Sharidura. So you know, who knows? Maybe it was a typo somewhere. They got Hagos mixed up. I'm just trying to be malamet zchus. What happened over here? If you can't find it there, if that's what it really means. Perhaps. Now, the question is, why should it be so? So the best place to look in Bari HaShulchan, this is the, on the Mar, this is, but now up to the next to the last line of the Maramakomas, we're up to, right now, to Pehe. Pehe. There we go. Shuman Shabasa Dino Kabasaratsma. Says the Bayah Shulchan. Fahokal Gvina Achrav, Sarak Lahamtan Sheshos, Kochal Basaratsma. Fiyav Shatama Shane Shavanimus have caught Nalaf. Tukhumba the boss of Nation Nidbak Ben Ashinaim. Lo Shaykh Bishuman, right? Because it's just fat. It's not hard meat. Abul Onamachmirim Gamba Katamarishan Shom. Shatama Basa Moshe Repair. For times that Yisra B'Shuman, Nami. It makes perfect sense to me. Kain Pirish HaGrob is on the bottom. Okay. That's what he says. But then he adds, V'yesha Kosev Ol B'Zeh. This is, he quotes from the Rajba. She'af L'tam HaSheni HaNa Lo Chilko Chachamim B'Zeh Rosam. Quotes the Rashman footnote Kufpei. The fee shall hilkul bachilas basar at shanema shahokal basar gas osar vachal dak shall basar mutter shematomake and asatrach the shiurin terminal matter and kitsu etc. So, taki right doesn't make a lot, it's a kind of a low plug. Right? So, the two pshat, either the first reason applies of the tan, or if the reason is because the thing suck, which is not applied. You must say it is a lo plug. Okay, this is all found here in the Bari HaShulchan Sifkatan Pehe. Fine? So far, so good. Fine? Now, let's take a look. Fine. Let's take a look at V.H. Purim V.H. In V.H., he starts by quoting himself. That's a good place to look. Quoting himself. I'm in. It's V'yesh. The last word on page Samach Vav in the Sefer is V'yesh. The last word, you know, both in the Ramah and in the Birum on the bottom, is Ayin Bifnim. He's quoting himself. Look inside. Now, what's he quoting? V'yesh matzrichim netila. You always need netila, no matter what. Oh. Sifkot and pei beis. Aval lahamtin b'nehem. Ein tzarech. Af al gav the summer cost of Ramah, Shatzorach, Lahamten, Acha Tapshal Shabasar, Hani Mir Lechel Gvina Atzma, Kamosha cost of Sham, Avala Tapshal Shogvina, and Tzorach Lahamten. What happened? You never finished the Ramah. Let's finish the Ramah, Siv Gimel. Vinogu! Achshav Lahachmesh Lolechel Gvina, Acha Tapshal Basar, Kamoach Arbasar Atzma. That's a minig. That's a minig. Till now, didn't sound that way. Right? All it said that you needed was Netilas Adayim, not 6 hours. No. There's a minig. You don't need kvina if the tapshal shabasar, like meat, you have to wait 6 hours. Ain l'shanas v'lifros geder. Miu. Im ain basar b'tapshal. There is no meat there. If you should flesh a pot, mutol lechol achrov, ain ba minig lahachmir. V'chein noagin lechol basar, achatavshol sheyesh bo gevina o cholov. Because that whole thing is much more kal. Even though we have these chumas we spoke about yesterday, doesn't extend that far. Miu yeshitul lechol beinei. I feel a yochol basar mamash achatavshol shel basar achatavshol shel gevina. Im Nogam Em Yonav, you're still required Netilas Yadayim. Atka. So now back to Bari HaShulchan, Pei Beis, he says, Yesh Shekosu Shalomaisa Kvar Nogam Wa'om Lahamten Sheishos Gam Bein Tavshal Shalbosa L'Tavshal Shagvina V'nire Sheish Lahach Mekein. Why not? Well, I can tell you why not. Af Al Pi Shektsas Poskim Lo Heviuch HaMinig Hazeh. No, who the Ksas Paul didn't even mention this minig? Chok Masada, Maruch HaShulchan, yeah. They didn't even quote this minig, but he still thinks you should be Machmir for this minig. Correct. Hold on. Oh, let's go slow. We got to go very slowly. Let's. My main punch one is still coming. We'll see in the Biur, page Sam of Zion. Ein bifnim shekostav na shochel basar atzma tzorach lahamten sheishos af lechol tavshel shel gvina. Alright. Where did he say that? Ayin tes. Av lahamten b'neim sheishos en tzorach af al gav shochel basar atzma tzorach lahamten kein af lechol tavshel shel gvina. Who said so? Oh, that means it's not so simple. Yeah. after time rishon sham shematim nei shabos moshach tam bepe hani mili bispos bein avol tavshos shabos in moshach tam bepe kol kach. But even though, despite that fact, if you meet itself, you have to wait 6 hours here for a tavshos shabos. Who said so? It's not symmetrical. Let's read the biur. Ein bifnim top line of samach zayin. After tavshil shel basar, if you have to wait from hard cheese 6 hours for a tavshil shel basar, can near the kavachomer l'adidan, you have to wait 6 hours from meat itself to a tavshil shel cholov. That sounds like a pretty good kavachomer. It's hard to argue with this kavachomer, but no, we'll go slowly. Now, you don't think it's good kavachomer?
No, I'm saying that's in line with what's been. That's not so against the Shulchan Aruch
Ramav. That's a basar be'ein. Okay, I'm going to try to prove that we don't hold this way. But now you understand which I'm going to. But the Chori is right that the Chokhma Sodom is something even more. He asked something even more Calvinist. It's a kavachomer. I think it's correct. Let's go right. If you're near the Ochiach came from the Prima Gadim. Or a chaim simetov tzadi dalad eshel avram simkot nvav. Oh, hilchos shavuos. Shekosav shachotech tznon b'sakin shel cholov. He cut a radish with a milachika knife. Yesh lomar shetzor hamden nvav shos achar basar l'ochlo. Ad kan dvarov. Umash d'vayar fil b'sakin l'kunach, a clean knife. Wow, we. Can you imagine? It's What are you against milchiks? There's not a drop of milchiks there. All there is you cut it with a sakin shel cholov. Why? Because stones, we call it davar chorif. And as such, there's our implications. We haven't got the davar chorif. That's simit tzadi vav. That's a way off still. But you all know about davar chorif. It comes up, we already had it really a while ago, the concept. It says the halakha of beirurim as follows. In the reposhet, the chayagavna lochomer bitavshal shel gvina, afil tema de mar besakan sheinu mekunach in the olachalik ben zel tavshal shel gvina. Afkad the shav ika churfa that snow. The sof rak tam cholov nivle bit snow. Flo cholov ben ayin od beshut tuv tam vedas chelak gimel simen kuf pei gimel. Huve bekitzer vedak eshuv sof simen cotton membeis. Shekosav lahati. Listen to this carefully. Very, very, very important. What he says. Very important. Lechol tavshel shenizbashel bekli chalavi. Toch sheish shos lachilas basa. What do we call this in America?
Dairy equipment.
You know, the balabasas of America were literally, it was frightening to them. What happened? I think one of the major chocolate chip companies used to be Parv. Became DE. Could it was Trader Joe or something? I don't remember. Some years ago. And when they found out, they bought up 100, I know people bought up 100 bags of Trader Joe chocolate chips because they wanted to make sure it's powerful, the chocolate chip cookies they want to serve after the meal on Shabbos. After the 100 bags ran out, they came to call me up. What do we do? I said, the two of Tavada said, there's no problem. You didn't have to hoard 100 bags. It's dairy equipment. Then they said, oh, but the OU changed their signage. Now it's called dairy. There's no more OUDE.
So it's a
chalos
in the OU sign.
The OU sign is meaningless from chila to the halacha. You gotta look at the ingredients. If the ingredients are completely parva, and it says D, you know what it means. It means DE. Al tikre D, al DE. You know, it's a Korean exif.
The OU said that's not true.
Who says not true?
OU online said that.
That's what they say are true. It says they're befairish. Allergens, you know, if any mashu of milk, it has to say milk, because nobody gets sued to the gazoo.
Not true.
What's not true?
I was reading an OU article that they said that you have to call and ask for each of them because sometimes they're.
You call and ask. If you at any single one that's I'm not telling the truth, call me back. Let me know tomorrow. Give me one. Ask them to give you one. Call Rabbi Gordon. He's a good friend. I can call him right now if you want. Cool? Okay, we'll call him right now.
And they send out a halacha daily. They share a halacha thing.
Call him right now?
So you
themselves. I'll call him right now. I don't want to make a mistake here. I've got to get a warm sock. I have his number somewhere. I have an OU diary. They have numbers in it. They used to have numbers in it. Oh, the new ones don't have anymore. They changed it. They used to have until this year every single rabbinical member of the staff with his phone number in here. Now they don't have it anymore. Sorry, I can't call him now.
Rebbe, this is the OU send out a daily halacha. I can read the question and answer that.
Read the question and answer, please.
Question. I realize that the OU rarely uses the DE symbol and products labeled OU deem either contain dairy ingredients, in which case it may not be consumed with meat, or may be made on dairy equipment, in which case it can be eaten after meat but not together. I bought a package of cookies that were labeled OUD. I don't see any milk or butter listed in the ingredients. Does this mean it has a DE status? Answer. To find out if a product is labeled OUD because it contains dairy ingredients, or because it is made on dairy equipment, what should call the OU hotline, or email the Web Rebbe.
The Web Rebbe. I heard of the Bubba Rebbe, the Satma Rebbe, the Web Rebbe. Okay.
A determination of whether or not a product contains actual dairy ingredients cannot be made by reading the ingredient panel for a variety of reasons. For one, a dairy ingredient may not appear on the ingredient panel because it is a component of another ingredient which is not obviously dairy. For example, many products contain natural or artificial flavors. Flavors are complex and may contain dairy components, but the formula of the flavor does not appear on the product label. Although flavors are generally less than 1 part in 60 of a product, they are typically not batel b'shishim because they are highly concentrated and contribute to the taste of the food. Such ingredients are known as avida latama and are not subject to rules of batel.
Wow. Okay. I stand corrected. So no, well, slowly. So for now, and if it says flavorings, you have to call them up. Okay. I don't know if they all have flavorings. Good. I stand corrected. Call up. But after we finish, call up. I want to know how many products really have the problem. It was the same Trader Joe's used to be DE. Now it's the same exact product. I don't think they changed the formula. So, okay. But thank you for correcting me. Good. I don't argue with the OU Daily Halacha. Fine. Good. Excellent. So what we got up to, what we said before, was DE, you're not required to wait 6 hours. What? Oh, I'm just reading it from the. Oh, if this works, I would like to show you the Tuf Tam Adas. I'd like to show it to you because why not look at things in the original? If we're up and working.
It was in the Biura.
It was called by the Dakei Tshuva. Is it quoted here too? I think it's quoted here too. Yeah. I'm in the Biura V'yesh on page 7 of Zion. Where are we? I should have Tuf Tam Adas Chelak Gimel Simen Chuf Begil. What do you say? Cause of lahat lechol tavshus and special bekli chalavi toch sheishos achilas basar mishis dihi umashma. This is all, the word mashma is a dangerous word. Make an implication. Then is special im gvin atzma tzorach lahamten. How do you know? V'yei nira loma de kulu rak mimin hago karmi befrash hachoch masana rapi megon elo iskiru haminik lahamten ben tavshul latavshul. Okay. Venere, the mashal appears who can't apostle him, shown him who? Lero pshituso. Hear what's going on? I have an inference by silence that it's not true. An inference by silence is obvious. So we're loggerheads here. Shurisi, b'knesak dola, b'goz haturos, membez, v'zil ha-shono, in bolechol tafshul shol gvina, acha boser atzmo, tzorach gam ken kinuach v'adacha, Sefer Torah Schatos, maybe. Pirish the Lord Sagi Matil Sidaim Lachud, and the Sorak Amke Nuch Vadacha. Akan Lashon Nesak Dola. Umashma de Tzorak Lahamtin Beinayem. Yeah, Beferish. Mashma. This is not a Mashma. It's better than a Mashma. Om Loma Tzosi Matorah Schatos. Vendira Tamua Loma came. He has died in Tzorak Lahamtin Bein Bosa the Tavish Lachamina. Why is it so Tamua? What's it so Tamua? Let's take a look if we can find Tuf Tam Vadas.
Who's the Tuf Tam Vadas?
The Rav Shlomo Kluger. Unfortunately, it's not here. It's not here. So the best we can do is see it quoted in the Darkei Tshuva. Okay, that's also something. See more than the what we have over here. They call it the DT, Darkei Tshuva. Okay. Ah, it's working. Great. Darkei Tshuva quoted it. End of Mem Beis. Okay. Watch this. Ayin shut tuv tam v'das tisoh kuf pegilim. Sherotza chochem echad loma. This expression, the chochem of the manashtana. No. Chochem echad loma. The mashakos of Ramah ben Isbashala v'kdeir shul bosar mutu lechol achav gvino. V'dafti nokadochi. T'ilu k'sheochel bosar mamish v'roz lechol achav tav shul shin Isbashala v'kdeir bas yoma osar. In other words, he's saying it's not symmetrical, Chochem Echad says. Not symmetrical. What did Chochem Echad say? The special big day is shalbosa. You can eat afterwards gavina. The other way around, if you ate bosa mamish, you cannot eat tavsha the special big day of basioma. Right. Fine. Kemish and bosa moshe of tam avikila ochel osa biyachad. And kaimla bistans, but sadi hey. That's the lechatchila bebishul not barnat. That's another word we haven't gotten to yet. We're approaching, fast approaching Chanan. You know, the clock is running out. Next week, I hope to actually get to actual, what we've been stalling off for the better part of a year, to actually going to be here. But it's quite aware what, a while from time we get to Chanan until we get to not barnat. The famous expressions, but that's in Sadihei, which is past study base, a lot in between. Okay, fine. Who's our matcha dvar b'shtei yadayim? Shedova zeh, this chumra, maybe lidei gichuch. You know what gichuch means? Hysterical laughter. You look up in the dictionary. Hysterical laughter, this chumra. It's what we call in our language ridiculous. Shedova poshut v'cheinam adabar, less man the chosh chumras ke'elu bin yizeh ayin sham. Very nice. Very nice. So he's making a deal, or the biurim, for the fact that the body, that the tuf tam v'das is only matir, their equipment means he would not be matir a tavshil shel cholov. I say to myself, what kind of deek is this? He's saying, this Chochem Echad asked this question. He asked another question. He says, this is ridiculous. It's absurd. You can laugh over it. I'm the first to concede that the Chumra of the body of Shulchan is nothing to laugh about. Maybe he's even right. It could be wrong too. You can't be right from the fact that the Tuf Tam Vadas didn't laugh at his Chumra, that he agreed with the Chumra. He laughed at the Chochem Echad. This he wouldn't laugh at, but I might still be mutter without laughing. So, this diak from the Tuf Tam Vadas seems to me is no diak whatsoever. Kain nirali. Knesset goes mati beferish. Oh, so let me go a step further. Take a look at Rabosai in Sifkotan Sadi Beis. That's the one that I just added. Oh, so he's not there by you? Okay, I'm adding it officially right now. What does it say over here? V'chein noagin lechol bosor achat tavshol sheyesh bo gvina o cholov. Tzadi Beis. Ein Ritzon Olo Mashiyesh Bo Gvina Be'en B'Tavshel. Tahu Nechshav K'Gvina Atzma. El Ritzon Olo Ma Sheish Tam Gvina Bo Satavshel. What does this mean? This is quotes from the Yad Yehuda. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? There's no cheese there. So what is there? How'd the Tam Gvina get there? By immaculate conception. How'd the Tam Gvina? There's no Gvina there. Maybe it means it was cooked with you pulled the Gvina out. Okay. The Gvina was there and you pulled it out. Okay. Let's assume that's correct for the moment. Fine? Fine. Now comes the most important piece of this whole Siv, which is the Shach, Sivkot, and Yutes. He has the bombshell Kasha, which is, everyone has to address one way or the other. Yeah.
How is Tom Kihiker playing in here?
Very relevant. We'll see. Just wait 1 minute and we'll see how right you are. Okay, okay. 1 minute. Open the Shach, Sivkot, and Yutes. Okay, what's he commenting on? Mi yu emein basa betavshar shen isbashar b'kadeira shal basa mut alecha lachav gvina. Period. L'kamon reish simin sadi hei yizbor da'afilu le'ochlo im gvina mutter. It's called not bar not. Im gvina's mutter. What are you telling me? Oh, you have to wait 6 hours. You can eat it together. That's what it says. What's going on over here? V'nire again, Davin Abarnat. Venire, Tola Shmina Hocho, the Mutal Lechel Gvina Achakach, Haino Afilun is Basha Bikadeva, Shalohutcha Yofe. It wasn't rinsed out properly. Davik Tsas Mamoshel Shal Isser. Isser doesn't mean Isser, it means meat. Tabichai Gavna, also the Ocho of Gvina, Kamavu Hashem. Vishari Hocho, you don't have to wait 6 hours. That's the Shach's answer. Referring to a case in which there was some little, you know, layer of meat. Okay. Question. I'm sorry. Berahetif. Let's first look at the Berahetif. The first place to look. Most 90% of the time, I had just quotes the Shach and the Taz without comment. But watch this now. Yud Aleph. Close to Shach. For lo ovin, I don't know what he's talking about. Mashakosav da filu leochle megvina mutter da benat barnat. Lo le Ramah Shom and Siv Beis is aser. I ain't Shom. Where's the kasha from the Ramah and the Mechab? Gavra karamis. Truly Mechab is matter not barnat lechatchila. The Ramah asks lechatchila. And here, after 6 hours, you don't have to wait even lechatchila. Such a beautiful answer in the Berheita. We don't understand what the Shach is talking about. It's such a great answer. It's such a great answer. Yeah? What does the Machzah Shekel say? What? He spells it out. It said, okay, I feel like Hatchila. Period. So therefore, the kash is no kash. Then maybe the teretz is no teretz. No. We'll be coming on dina shel hashach emes. I am bachron. Now, you could have said the shach is wrong. Since we have a good answer to his question, you don't have to come out to his answer. No, he's a defender of the shach. It's right anyway, even though there's no hechrich for it at all. Now, the big question comes, why did the shach not see this, say this on his own? Let's look at the base mayor. Base mayor should be printed somewhere here. Here's the base mayor. I am Berhetiv. Vasigo mikoach ramosham shaosem. For the nira da shach sover, dezeh havikamo b'diyevet. Whoa. What? Kema da ochal tavshon shenizbashon b'kadeva shabasar, im nesa lo lechol achav gvina, ein lecha diyevet galo mizeh, temutasham b'diyevet. Wow. Have to wait 6 hours for your pizzas. It's b'diyevet. Okay, I guess he knew what kids like today. If it's in a b'diyevet gadol, so writes the base mayor.
Wait,
It's on the bottom. It's printed. It should be in the Oats of Mefarshim. If you don't have it, maybe it's in the back. Okay? Fine. Look what he says. The hook shallow, the shah, the zenami pshita. It's also pashut. I'm the terutzo in the siyashali, I don't know, the shah. Ima ben is batal vishishim, havi kolohoya. So vaiter, so you can have it even together. Vi lon is batal, havi mamish tavshul shalbosar. He doesn't like the answer. In other words, if it's less than 1 in 60, it's mutim vasachas. And if it's more than 1 in 60, it should be tavshul shalbosar, it should be osar. You have to wait 6 hours. When he is daiti kamash and ramo, tafilun is bashu bodav acharif, lo have not bar not. Mikol makom shari. That's his compromise. Davachorov trumps not barnat, and therefore the shach's kasha does not apply, and it's considered to be not a tavshil. It just has a flavor of it from the knife, as we saw before from the pre-Megodim and things of this nature. That's the base mayor's answer to this issue. What did B'ki Vega say? Remember, he's a contemporary and colleague and sometimes disputant of the base mayor. Shach your test. I feel exactly the same teretz as the base man, word for word. The prima godim has an even a nicer teretz in a certain way. Prima godim, give a look. You test. Yeah. He has the same kash as we saw before. After the kamon and simit sadeis of base, because of a rav, the ramo, diyesh machmir mitzliu bishul shlo lecha bekutach, v'chein halacha, it's only mutter b'di'evid, mikom agom ho abeis Yosef, barachayim simit kufayim gimel, because of gamkein, den nehogin heta b'nispashul b'kadeiru shal bosor, ula didei of Yosef Kara, maran, mayir yozeach hazeh, fil b'vas achas shori, elakocha b'tuach b'yem, Wow. It's a kashan of Yosef Karo, not on the Ramah. That's brilliant. Now, the Beis Yosef ends at the end. This is what the Beis Yosef says, quote, V'yemuto lo'ochlo im gvina, kosa rabbeinu b'yoradeya, simsari hei. So he explains, what does that mean? The Yad Avram quotes this too. Watch this. The Yad Avram. The common ratio in Sadi is borrowed. I feel the local im gmina shari. Tabi not barnat that tera. Venera, the osa shmina, the filum ein akdera, rechutsu yof as a shach. The bar hetiv says, lo oven, the ramo asses it. The michas yakal came before esem kasha, el yozut esem kasha. Vie shlomo. Ta shach madag mea beis yosef, shumakor den teshakos vago. The same as we saw before in the Prima God. The Tirits, Dosa Shmina, the Filu, Immakdere, and Machutso, came with it done. Came with the Prima God. The Tzorach Lomar, the Ari, I feel it be the Yad, the Enon, Shlohoya Shishim Negara Shuman. The E, Mistama, Harmina Hoya Shishim, as the Mechas Yaakov says, can I cut him out of the member? That was the Kasha we saw before, the Monisha. Beis Meir's kasha. Umil l'shona Beis Yosef Baruch Hayim Kufa Ein Gimel Shem Mashma to the Divrei Ha'Otsrim Ka'amar Mid B'Sayim Im Muta L'Ochlam Gvina Kosar Rabbeinu B'Yoradeya Simen Tzadi Hey. Ooh. In other words, the kasha, the teretz falls apart. Because we said until now the kasha on the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef is Matir. Yeah, but the Beis Yosef in Baruch Hayim sounds like it's going according to the Ha'Otsrim. We're back to square one. Back to square one. Chaim Eliyahu Zut as Machmir. Beis Lechem Yehuda said what? In Nosin Amamashal Tam B'Tavshil is Aser. So all these great giants are going to say it's going to be Aser. Wow. Such great giants are all coming to say that it's going to be Aser. Not happy with that. Now, if you look at the Tziyunim of the Bali Ashulchan, he has his own original answer. Very nice answer. It's Kuf Pei Zayin. Ayin Bar Heitev Vashu Heya B'Kush Ezu. We just saw this already. Linius Daiti, Yesh Od Lahorak Tzatz Paseh. Vashakasa Vesimin Tzadi Hesef Kotnachav Beis, Vashem Apolskim. The Lachat Chila and Ligrom Not Bar Not. The Taz says so, Sifkon Dalit, I believe. Imkain Dilma Hoka Mashmulam Harama. Techa de Kavanoso La Ochlam Rakbazah Harzeh, Mutter Avlachat Chila Lavashu Bekteres Bosser, Amanaskain. In other words, like this. Even though the not bar not is mutter, b'diavad for sure, but this a chumra over here, not to create a not bar not situation lechatchila. And here he's telling you that's only true if you're going to eat them together. If you eat them within 6 hours, you may create this situation even lechatchila. He doesn't like it. Why not? And then the fees there have the ramol the minkat lishu the lechatchila. What's lishu the ramol? Im ein basa b'tavshel rakhi es basa b'kedera shel basa mutl lechol achav gvina. V'ena min hachmi. Should have said mutl to create the situation. Okay, I hear what he's asking against this. I think his teretz is very good, notwithstanding this small aura that he has. Okay. Now we have a pischet shuv. Sifkotan zayin. Watch this. Look baraita b'shem hashach. Fine. V'nirad ritzon alomar. Afilim ein shishim negad atoch b'en shalpiyak dera. Demlokin had the kushul aduch. As we saw in the base mayor. Less than 1/60 is garnished. Watch this now. Watch this pshita. You gotta love this pshita. Ulefiz a pshita. The tafshel shahusim bo ma'at shuma. A little schmaltz. Mutal lechol achav gvina, afam lo yashishim neged hashuman. Against the base lechem yud, he quotes in the brackets. What does that mean? How can you go against this? Well, the answer may be based on the pischet tshuva, and this is found in the Yad Yehuda quote at the bottom in Sifkotan Kuf Tzadi Aleph and Beis. Watch this. I'm reading on the last three narrow lines in the Bada Shulchan page Ayin. V'hainu afilu lohoya shishim v'tavshul k'neged osu ma'moshus. The kevon, he adds, t'lo niskaven she'ishosham rak shalot torach la'adicho yofe en kavanosu klal achilas tam abosar lo gozu bo shlo lechal achrav gvino ava benosin shumu l'toch ha'tavshul afilu dava mu'at kol shlo hoya shishim levatlo. Nefshav ketavshon shabosa lekulei alma, kulei alma, kulei alma. Yad Yehuda, I an old pischet tshuva. What mean kulei alma? Pischet tshuva said no. What's kulei alma over here? He says exactly yeah. What kind of, why are you calling this kulei alma? Yad Yehuda is kulei alma, but he can't. I can't say that everyone agrees with me because someone could disagree with me. How can he say the kulei alma? Don't get that. Okay, weiter over here, weiter. V'yesh shekosu l'hachem b'kedera shlohut chayofe kol shein shishim k'negen ma'moshu z'abosu shal p'nei akdei. We saw that before, then it's a question how to kushal l'duch, so you give a different terrace. El Yoraba, Yad Yehuda, Hagos Sharei Dura, Yad Yehuda. But we don't accept this l'alocha either. This is found. I want now to go back. I'm going to assume for the moment, forgive me, that the pshita is pshita. Even though there's people arguing with the Peshitta. What is the Peshitta? One more time. What exactly does the Peshitta say? One more time. What does it say in the Peshitta? Read it again. Ulefize Peshitta, the Tavshel Shahusam Amat Shuma, Mutal Lechal Achav Gavina, Af Nohayasham Shishim Negar Shuma. You know what's going on? How do we say it in our language? In our language? It doesn't make you fleshiks. It's an expression in Yiddish. It doesn't appear to become fleshiks. So once a person was telling me about a case that didn't Torah, go to court. He said, he wants it, doesn't appear to go to court. It doesn't appear to become fleshiks, he told me. Well, why should I foreclose pizza and ice cream for 6 hours just for this? It's not worth it. But according to the Pesach Tshuva, it's pshita, they don't become fleshiks. Halacha lemaisa. You go to one of these, you go to these fast foods place. Give me French fries. What's French fries? Potatoes. What's in the oil? I have to assume there's some kind of flesh, because something got in there somewhere, right? According to the Yad Yehuda, it's a problem. According to the Pesach Tshuva, it's no problem. Pshita, even if you put your own hands, put in a little bit of schmaltz, even if it's less, more than 2%, still doesn't matter. I assume it has to be less than that in the, how greasy is the place already. Don't answer that question. But still should be mutter, no matter what. Fine. That's one direction. You started with French fries, and now you're going to want to have milk. But what about the other way around? The other way around. What's the other way around? What's the other way around? You had meat, mamish. Now you want to have French fries, which were made with butter. I don't know if such a thing exists. Right? Instead of having the deep fry and the flesh, you go, they had the deep fry with a little butter there. It's exactly symmetrical. We saw before that the Baalei Shulchan says, no! That's usur. Where do you get it from? Well, the Tuv Tamadas wasn't matirin. He wasn't matirin. Because he wasn't brought to laughter, but might still be mutter. Knesset Gdolah is matirin beferish. He can't understand it. Why can't I understand it? I can understand it. Chof Masada was a problem. I'll concede so far. Now, let's see what the Svarim say about this. Take a look at the Dake Tshuva. It talks about something. Membeis, same one. This is when it ends with the Tuf Tam V'das. He says, maybe the Gichuch. That's how it ends. But that's how it didn't begin that way. It began in a much more serious situation. Not a laughing matter, as we'd say in this country. Not a laughing matter. That Chumra the Chacham Bech was a laughing matter. This is not a laughing matter. Yes, sir.
No,
toast with butter. The butter's been on top of the toast.
Right.
Here, the butter is just you know, the way of frying it, same as you're frying it in deep fry. I don't have any deep fryer.
Yeah.
So I want to put it in the pan, but the pan's going to stick, it's going to make dirt, it's going to be hard to clean. Throw a little bit of margarine, turn the margarine as milchik, or something like that, you know.
You don't assume
it gets mixed in with the food and that's... It gets mixed in, sure it gets mixed in. What did Pesach HaShuma say? Pshita, the tavshah, shahun, sambo, tam, shuma. Mat Shuma, you put it in. So if it works in that direction, doesn't make you fleshiks, I want to be a symmetrical Jew and say it's okay to eat it after fleshiks. If it's from the other side. Put some Shuma and Shulchola or something like that. Shulchema. So that I want to be symmetrical. Okay. Let's take a look at what the Dake Tshuva has to say over here in Sifkot Membeis. Watch this. Watch. Pesach Tshuva says Tavshal Shehusim Mat Shuman Mutl Dechol Lachav Im Mat Shishim. The base Yehuda says no. Im Ein Shishim Neged Mamoshes Hashuman Havekibo Ochal Baser Atzmo V'Yochal Lechol Lachav Gvina. He argues with the Pshita, the Pesach Tshuva. He argues, and he's Mefakpek. Kevin Shemagishin to the Tavshal Shuman Reki Ilu Ochal Baser Bien. Ochal Im Ein Bat Tavshal Shishim Neged Hashuman. Ain't Shemeta, man. This is not a don't rely on the Pesach Tshuva. And Yad Yud, of course, holds that way. He's Matcha the Pesach Tshuva, who compares, listen to this now, compares Tav Shal Shusim Mat Shuman Shavu L'Kederesh L'Hutcha Yofa. That's exactly what we thought. Because it has to be more than 160, otherwise it's Pshita. Wrong! Why is it wrong? It's Eino. The B'Kederesh L'Hutcha Yofa came and shen kavanosu klal lechol atiach shal piyak kadeira of adrab derech meodim lihak bral zeh ol adiach ha kadeira yofa mishum de kiyus rak shizel otor adiach ha yofa Why was Kavanah plays an important role? He quotes the Orach Mishar. He says, "Avshalom hitiru lechol gvina achrov, elok she'ein shem k'tzas mamoshal shel boso shuman shel bekdera, aval nishal lehedya shuman o boso ben mevashal bozeh, also lechol lechol gvina. Mikomakom, im ochal atavshil, v'lo higish bo tam boso, you ate it. Doesn't taste fleshings to you. Mutu lechol lechol gvina. After bi'alma in somkan al timas Yisroel, you eat 60 times, makes perfect sense. It's a chumra b'yalma, chumra gabi chumra. If he doesn't taste it, then we can be a liar there at the kula. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, look in Prima Gardim. Lechol tznon shechotach b'sakin cholav achabosa tok shesha shos yeshom v'diyosur. Look in your days of pay says with Sadivov. I'm bad to the Sham Shavio, because it's Sarachim. Is it really true that you can't eat an onion or a radish? It's cut with a milk and knife for 6 hours after fleshings? Sarachim. Because of the Havadai, the Imbishal, the Bishal Davadar, Chorab, Bekadera, Shalbosar, Mutalech, Alachra, Gavina, the Eshlova, the Dakhla, the Saka, and Hechmir, Aprim, the Gordon. The stam sakin shabnun is toach al panav. Ochanim ochal tchila basar yesh ayin emutal lechol achrav davacharav shenis bashal b'kdeira shel cholav. The gamma mekilin b'tavshil shel basar lo matzinu ela im ochal mitchila tavshil shel basar lechol achrav gavina kevin shelo ochal basar mamish. Aval fakert symmetrically im ochal tchila basar mamish. That's exactly what I'm discussing. I want to say it's mutter, and he said that thinks it's aser. He found no proof. I'm not surprised that the Baal Shulchan found no proof, but the Dakhla Shulchan already found no proof. The Poskim said nothing. What do you infer from nothing? I have a cloud. Let me just mutter to prove an aser.
So, he has the opposite
cloud. The aser prove a mutter. So that's where we differ. Uvesovas if cotton sham siem because there by a kader of basyoma. Kader of choleves and a basyoma. After bishop of the chorof mutal lechel after yacha achilas basar mamish. Look at the dalse tshuva. Who says in chotach tznon besakan shal basar. Yesh the ayin and sirach naham to shisha shos. Lechel cholof the chor lo gor me rotam shal basar. After the odif tzayiva v'chuf emash the shkiliu b'en. Lo shach nat bar nat ayin sham. He quotes another tshuva. Nogu ha'olam lehokul gam b'bishul davachor b'kderes basar lechol achrav gvina techef. Watch this now. V'chein lehepech. We're makel lehepech. What's the case lehepech? A davachorif. Davachorif.
Who is this more?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't say he agrees with me necessarily. He's only talking about davachorif. He didn't take a case where there's actually a time of some based on a previous mamashes of cholov, or the equivalent of shuman should nostal with tam shuman. You put a little butter in, like you put a little schmaltz in. It seems to me it's ample reason to be lenient. Ample reason to be lenient. Hold on. Now I finally come to the Megillah Sefer. Our last person on this list.
What's the ample reasoning to be
Megillah? Symmetry. Symmetry. If you put Shuman, I'm assuming that the Peshitta is correct. If you don't know from the Peshitta, then you should disagree with me too. I'm a Rabbi Peshitta fan. Even though the others do still disagree with him. Now I have the Megillah Sefer. Look what he says. Now, it doesn't say exactly like me, but you'll see there's perhaps a precedent. We have a rule. When you say something is mechudosh, it's not a compliment. It's too much, too much of a chiddush. Why is it not working? Yesterday also, no? All right. Well, I'll say it to you. I didn't bring it in, actually. I left it. But I wrote it down in my notes. You have it? If you don't mind bringing a page to test, I'd like to read it from inside. Always good to read from inside, because note-taking is notoriously incomplete. Thank you so much for bringing it in. Thank you. Page your test. Watch this. Kotz Pri Meganim, Tov Tzadidal Vav. Also, this is the top line of column 2 of Pedro Test. No Talom, I'm not sure. She also lechel gam tznon she nechta besaken shel cholov. You have to wait 6 hours. Udvarav mechudashim. You know what that means? That's too big of a chiddush. Tiyei shloma dechazal o gozul nahamdin im hu ochel rak tam cholov shel pleitas kelim. Shrei ochel tafshel shel basar uvolech alach of gvina tzorach lamten vav shos. Certainly by our minig. V'im bo alech alach of tafshel shel gvina kai oser v'sage b'netil v'kinuach v'adocha chem avur b'ra mosif gimel v'chusha b'kiv v'ega shem v'shem v'chus yakov. U'muchach tekelu yosef v'tafshel shel gvina ho v'en gvina mamish v'chayote bo yesh lomar. Gam ochel basam mamish av she oslo lechol gam tavshol shel gvina. Doesn't hold like me. Av a plate as kelim lo achmiru. I would say that tavshol gvina also lo achmiru. He himself says that they why should be symmetrical. Wow, that's what I would say. The same kayote bo. For the same reason that he gives it. He says Kayotzibo. Again, Kayotzibo. Kayotzibo is there. Be symmetrical. Right? What's he saying? He's saying, you know, what is he saying? He says that you're make it in certain cases. Where you have Tavshel Shogvina. It's Mutti after Tavshel Shogbosar, etc. You're more makeup by Tavshel Shel Gvina, because not Gvina Mamish. Kayotze Bazeh, let's say the same exact thing. If you ate meat, can't have Tavshel Shel Gvina, he claims, but at least have played as Caleb. Why can't have Tavshel Shel Gvina? Why not? Why not? I just don't see why not. It's a symmetrical thing to the Pesach Shem, it's Pshita. Because I can't prove that I'm right, but I don't think you prove that I'm wrong either. So we'll leave it as a standoff.
That's not a dinim tam ki'ikar.
Look, the case of the pshita. Yeah. It's tam ki'ikar. I taste meat in the potatoes because they put shuman in there and it's tasty. And I taste the shuman. That's right. It's not blood l'bishishim. And I can still have milk right afterwards. So its symmetry tells me that if I had meat proper, then perhaps I should be able to have a taste of milk afterwards. Now, I'm fully aware of the fact that it's not mukhruch, what I'm saying. I'm not mukhruch. I'm going to tell you why it's not mukhruch.
What's the first case that Rebbe's trying?
I'm sorry. I'm coming from the pshita. What's the pshita over here? Let's read again. Pshita is a tavshah shahusim bo ma'at shuman. That's pshita. Okay? That's pshita. Now, wait a minute. Is the pshita against the Ramah? The Ramah says you cannot have gmina after tafshel shel basar? The answer must be no. Tafshel shel basar means you put a piece of meat in. And maybe you put it out, you took it out. That's how we. No, how else can you say if you hold it, if it's a little bit is also, which is not clear. You had meat then and you pulled it out. Either it's still there, but you're not eating that part of it, or even if you pulled it out, as the case may be. What did Ramah say? Miu im ein basar betavshil. Right? That's what it means. Im ein basar betavshil. Let's read the Lashon of the Ramah again. Rabbah say, Shuman shel basar dinu kebasar atzmo. Miu im ein basar betavshil. And it's bashal b'kadeira shel basar. Mutal lechal achav kvina. It can't be de'i. De'i is beguchach. It's obviously going to be mutter. It's pshita. It's mal memra. So it means that there's something there. There's no basar b'tavshal. It's bashal b'kadeira shel hutcha. As the shach says. So there's a little bit of fat adhered to the walls of the pot. And that's not a problem. Not a problem. It was a tafshel shel basar. The Ramah says, it is a problem. So what is a tafshel shel basar? That's the problem with Shach wrestles. What's the case exactly? What is tafshel shel basar? So tafshel shel basar means there's some meat there. Not ein basar b'tafshel. It's yes basar b'tafshel. There's some meat there. Either it's still there, or maybe you pulled out afterwards, as opposed to there never was any real meat there, all you had was shuman. It's not considered basar for this purpose. That's you have to say pshat. But now my question is as follows, Rabbi Osai. Do we say that the same way as chicken fat is not chicken? Because why? Because it's just not chicken, and it's also just frying in it, etc. What about milk or butter? That may be a little bit more chumrah. Why? Because the real chicken, the real basar is chicken itself. The fat, even if it's be'en, is still one step down from the piece of chicken. But when it comes to the milk or butter that's put into the potatoes, the milk or butter itself, that's chalav mamish. That's chalav mamish. And therefore, maybe milk and butter in the French fries is the equivalent of putting meat itself in the French fries, not meat fat. That's my question. So I'm willing to concede that maybe I'm wrong, but still maybe I'm right. And if I can't figure if I'm right or wrong, I say Sfeged Rabbanan on the Kula. You know what? Wait an hour, that's what I would say. Wait an hour. You want to have something which was made with your case. You call up the OU and say, oh, no. This DE, this has flavorings, and the flavoring has a little bit of milk in it. It seems to me that if you see on the thing, they'd have to list now allergens. I think that's still true. They have to list, I think they still have to list if there's any milk in it. Am I right? I think I'm pretty correct. You are not an allergist. Seems to me that if someone has a severe, same as they have gluten-free and other things, what else they have free these days? Gluten-free? Soy-free?
Not sesame.
Sesame-free? Because people have allergies. One particle can kill you. So if someone is dairy-free, call them up and ask them. If it says, because not, how old is this halachic daily? Oh, it's just from now.
Yeah.
Oh. Email them back. Say, I saw various products.
They spoke about, they gave one today about donuts. Somebody asked, I bought a box of donuts that are labeled OUD. The ingredients appear to be pot. Is there any need to contact the OU to verify that it's DE?
And the answer is, yes, you have to call the OU.
Yes.
Fine. Does it say on the donuts? Does it say on the donut package? That is, no, you know, when they have a list of allergens, it's just, it's something that says beferish. No dairy, not.
It said the ingredients appear to be pot.
I don't know. Oh, I didn't say no dairy. Could be these donuts or, you know, the Shivish donuts down here, down the block. And that doesn't say no dairy in it because it's not a packaged good. Donuts are fresh or semi-packaged. Look on it. Go right now. Go on Entenmann's Donuts. Entenmann, I think, take it back. Entenmann's Donuts is milk. I think it has milk in it. That has milk in it. But there are other donuts which will probably say D, and it'll say no. Maybe I'm wrong. To me, it's not as tight to the sauce. It'll say D, and it'll say Beferish, no dairy. Beferish, no milk. We'll call up Rabbi Gordon and find out if that has to, we have to worry about that too. Maybe. Maybe. I'm not an expert in the field. I know my limitations. Fine. I both have a few more minutes to start Siv Dalet. We're trying to make some little bit of progress. Siv Dalet begins, if you open to the Hagos Oshri, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Ches, Siven Zion. Give a look, please. Perek Ches, Siven Zion. It's a one liner. Page Kuf Ayin Hey. What does it say? Umitzvah min ha-mufchar hecha she'ochal gvina v'rotza lecho basar sorech la'havir me'al ha-shulchan ha-lechem v'chol ha-machal she'olu im ha-gvina la-shulchan v'chakach yavi basar v'yochal me'or zeruah. Whatever it is, it's only called the mitzvah and a mufcha. So you'll say, I'm not such a from a yid. I want to just keep the laws. I don't have a mitzvah and a mufcha. Oh, we try to get mitzvah and a mufcha. Now let's see how it's found in the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalet. Mi she'ochal gvina, v'rotz alech al-basar, tzorich. Amen. It doesn't say mitzvah and a mufcha. He says, tzorich. Leva me'al ha-shulchan, shiurei pas, she'ochal ha-magvina, v'yos, stop. Tzarech. Don't just say mitzvah ben amufcha. What happened to the mitzvah ben amufcha? What happened? It's a selective citation. Says the Vilna Gaon, Yerushalmi. Oh, it's enough on Yerushalmi. Peg vav de psacha malacha dalet. Hadei de ochel chuvitz ubar lemechal kupar mevar psisim. You had some milk and pudding and you want to eat meat. You got to get rid of the psisim. That's the gerus that we have. Psisim. What does psisim mean? What's psisim? Crumbs. 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 Now, this is found, Rabbi Osai, in the tour. It's a little tricky. That is, we have to follow the paper trail. I'm going to try to follow as best as we can. We'll first turn to... What happened over here? We'll first turn to the tour. Frozen here? It stopped working? Hold on. I think we're frozen. Okay, we're frozen. She's over in 10 minutes anyway. We'll have to do Torah Shabbat. I feel bad. I'd like to show things inside. You'll look it up when you get down to the base medrash. You'll see if it's true. This is the Tur Simen Sadi Aleph Siv Gimel. Who has a tour? Do you have a tour in front of you? I'm going to read it. I left my tour in the office. You have it? Sadi Aleph Siv Gimel. I'm reading it to you. Quotes Yerushalmi. Mavir Psisin. And the tour explains. Shure Pas Shenechalim Agvina. The Dake Moshe, Sivkon Beis, quotes Hagos Ashri, named the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is in Chelek Aleph Simen Tov Samach, page Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. I looked up my Or Zeruah. Talking about lechem. Talking about lechem. Why is it only lechem? Lechem. Lechem. He doesn't say mitzvah ben amufcha. He doesn't say v'chol macho. That Gos Ashri said two different statements. A leniency, only mitzvah ben amufcha. And astringency, kol machal. It goes together. Or as a ruah left out mitzvah and amufchar, he also left out kol machal. So you can parse it. Lechem is medina, kol machal mitzvah and amufchar, but it doesn't sound that way from any what the Mefarshim was saying. Or as a ruah, it depends on two different texts in the Yerushalmi. I can't show it to you. I feel so bad. I can't show it. You look on the bottom of the Torah, but they call it siyum ve'oras of carbon base. If you look in the, into carbon ha'edah and the Pnei Moshe, they fight it out. Must you remove the bread? Maybe you'll have to remove the cheese. They're different girsos. So the Mechaber's Lashon here in Pei Tes Siv Dalet. Mishal Vina wrote a lechel blosser tzorach lavar me al shulchan shiure pas shachl magmina. He had the gears of psisin, as the Vilna Gaon said. Let's take a look. Rabosai in the body al shulchan sivkot and tzadiches. The very first one and the last one. We get to the up to the bottom line, as they say in America, up to the bottom line, but only the first one of the bottom line. We'll have to have you tomorrow. We'll be spend, I guess, the rest of the bottom line. I guess. Not going to get to the new Mar Makomas until Thursday, that's my guess.
Where was the Torah?
I'm sorry.
Where was the Torah?
See, that's tricky. The Torah is not a pay test. It's in Tzadi Aleph Siv Gimel. Okay. So Tzadi Ches. Tzadi Aleph Siv Gimel, Shiri Pas, and Ochel Magvina. Nesha Osto Lechel Osem Shiri Pas, in Basa. Why? Shema Yesh Bo, Pirure Gvina, Nid Bakabo, Oshum Melach Lucas Agvina. Period. That's pretty clear. He said that. That's the shach means. What does shach say? What shach? There is no shach till a little bit later on. I'm going to get involved in that shach. Let's first stick to Bayit HaShulchan for the moment. Again, v'minichem al HaShulchan k'sheyochel abasa yesh lacha sheyochel imo, which is of course a very bad thing. L'chora kosher. Ah, below shirei pas, hari also lechel am mapa achas gvina v'chach basa k'mashkos v'ash mechaber b'samuch. We need to last the next line of mechaber. What next line say? For also lechel gvina am mapa shachlu b'basa. You worried about the little crumbs? You got to get rid of the whole tablecloth. Where does this come from? Maybe Shalmi analysis to go on your test. K'mashkos v'mas nisin k'kuv zayim beis v'gavara. It's al gemara kuf zayin and beis. Can't get rid of the whole tablecloth. Kavachoma the crumbs. Great kasha. V'yesh loma. The ma'ari she'ochel abosar al mapa shniya. You're eating the meat on a different tablecloth. Rak she'rotza lahashish yuri apas al shulchan al mapa zu ashniya. Guys, two tablecloths. And one is a fleshiga, one is a milchiga one. So you can't do it. Inami, kon shamapa shogol le prusa rak al miktsas al shulchan, v'rotz al hashir shiure apas al chelak al shulchan shupane, which is not has no tablecloth. V'asir tiri zeket as al sovim, we saw it a while ago, last week. Ki sovim pei chesef kon yedal, da biyochet ochel levado, next page. Lo mahani heker, mapo lahata la los kvira al shulchan, shochel lo bosar. Inami shema ochel b'inon, Lemechash tvei shiavol echal apas. Why? Kevin lo minka shapasu chalavi. Galonim says shum echal echalav al hashulchan. In other words, it's worse. It's because it's not obviously milchiks is a greater chance. Fine. Old yesh loma. Timishemachi nokan lemechaber kan shulchan velo mapa. The mapa ad shemechapso till you launder it. Chayshina and shenisha lo meamacha velo mani bakinu achal nir. Avol shulchan atzmo. It's wood. Mahani lekancho ladicho, you wipe it off and when rinse it off, the kama shagam tsarach lo yach shirolav shirei pas shogel magvino. It's not enough to wash it down, not enough to wipe it down. You have to also make sure to get rid of all the crumbs. This is in the sifkot and sadiches. Okay, fine. What's in sadites? Hani mili b'mashen nishtayim yosa chatichas pas. Shochem imena magvina, kein chaticha ktana shechatuch min akika. Galechol also achshav afilu loachol imena klum. Shachaticha zu ena nizirod, kein shechashav loachol achshav besudas gvina. You cut bread, you plan to finish it all during the middle of the meal. You're not going to be careful. Chena filu yomar. Shlo nogabo v'chati chagmina. You didn't touch it. Ein lismochal zeh. Dechol milsul ramen and ish nava daite. If it doesn't concern you right now, you're not going to figure it out. You're going to forget. Avo pas ha-gedola. The big loaf. Shehi omedes ben ha-machol e-cholav ben ha-machol e-basar. Nizharin bo. V'ein locha shem ha-nogabo ha-gmina. Because you know it. You're not going to finish it during this meal. You don't want to save it. So you're much more careful not to touch it with your melachik hands. When Shama call him stomi, he calls power, he calls it stomi. Salat. This happens all the time in my house. You know, salad is healthy. So my wife will cut up, you know, there's cucumbers, there's lettuce, there's peppers. Right. I don't have to go any further than that. It's cut up nicely, put on the table. And you have it for a fleishik asuda, say on Shabbos. Now, Shabbos is over. We're having now a milchik asuda. But, you know, we're having a piece of fish. Want to have the salad of that? It's nice, it's been a beautiful plastic bag in the fridge for the last day. Let's use it. Says the Bari HaShulchan, I think 100% correct. Nireh shetoli ba'ofen lekichosim en hakara she'emunochem bo. Salad's put in a separate bowl. You take it out with your milchik fork and your fleishik fork. That's very good concern. By a show of hands, Rabbi, so you have salad at the table. Do you have a special salad fork or spoon in the salad bowl? Yes or no? If you do have it, raise your hand. Maybe not. Rabbi has a separate bowl, fork or spoon for the salad bowl, in the salad bowl, or you just take it from your fleishik bowl. Take your fleishik spoon. You don't have salad on Shabbos at the table?
It's usually separate.
Yeah, do or don't?
Usually yes.
Usually yes. Okay. So if it usually yes, it retains its proper status. Makes perfect sense to me. Mut lechol anishim amin shekinegdo. Kozim min adin. All right, mitzvah min amufchor. Shekol ha-pas, v'shar ha-macholim. Shachem gavina yavira me'ashukh shebolechol basar. Okay, mitzvah min amufchor. What's it from Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe simon lamed ches. Okay. I guess maybe it depends. I had my salad left over for my fleishik meal, and now I'm going to eat milchiks. I'm going to have fleishiks tonight. I'm eating lunch Sunday afternoon. Milchik meal is. If I'm going to have supper tonight, Mr. Milchik, to save the salad for tonight's supper. I'm not going to have fleishiks till Friday night. The salad's not going to last that long. So, Mr. Milchik, it's about tashkas. You have to look at Rav Moshe's lashon. I don't know. Are we still frozen? Let's see. Still frozen. So you look up yourself. The Igros Moshe tells you where to look it up. Siman Lamed Ches is in the first volume. Right? He says, it's okay. Igros Moshe, Siman Lamed Ches, apparently says it's a mitzvah amufcha. Where do you get it from? Hagos Ashri. Oh! I was wondering. It's like me. I said. He says, Mr. Mubcha, we said before, it's a real din. So Rav Moshe makes a compromise. Fine. Says the Bali HaShulchan, one more thing which is very important. Because they put their hands in everything. That's true. I think it's true. Okay. Rabbi said just one more point before we start for today. We said you have to have a mapa shochel b'basa. We started that. We've also tzad shal a mapa shochel b'basa. Have a b'tzad hasheni mutter. People have one table that have two sides. They're like some raincoats. So they have, you know, they can use either side. You either side of the tablecloth, one flesh of milk. Midas chasidus. I'm sorry.
There's nothing to do with like kashrus in like the sense of like the meat, like the hot meat.
Oh, we'll talk about that. That's Sabar Shia. So we'll have to stop here. Mitzvah tomorrow. Tomorrow, I hope to complete this Siv Dalet and to start Sadi Aleph. We're not learning Sadi. We did Sadi Aleph. Sadi Aleph is going to go very quickly because we did most of it already in Kufay, if you remember. So we get to Sadi Beis soon. By next week, we get to Sadi Beis. Not the hard part of Sadi Beis. I don't get that. That's maybe a little longer. But at least the beginning, we'll get to that early next week, I hope. Okay.